Good morning. My guest this morning is Darren Lashelle, content manager here at KRCB. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Roland.
Mostly people come from all over the city. You just came from down the hall.
That's right. It was a big commute.
Right. So we're going to be talking about, among other things, KRCB's role in covering the North Bay fires.
Right.
So expound on it.
Yeah. During the fires, I mean, we found that we had energy and resources that we didn't know that we had. You know, you think you were busy. You think you're busy before something like this happens. And everybody here just, you know, came to the fore. And that first day, that Monday, people were coming in. You know, our news director was already out on the scene. Our TV producers, who generally do documentary work, you know, all came in and everybody went out and they started doing stories and coverage. And the DJs and the hosts here on the air, I mean, they were on every 10 or 15 minutes giving updates, resource information.
It was a busy place.
Yeah, a busy place. Lawmakers, the sheriff, city officials, everybody coming in here to make sure the goal was that the public knew what they needed to do, when they needed to do it, and where to go.
That's great.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, the station has plans for the future.
Right.
And so talk about those.
Yeah. You know, the crisis itself, I don't want to say that's easy coverage, but, you know, everybody knows what to do
right
when there's a crisis when it comes to the media.
Sure.
You get out there and you cover it. But the ongoing recovery and rebuilding process, that's the really hard work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the work that's hard to
right
cover. And what we want to do is we plan on becoming a real partner in this community during this next 3 to 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And our goal is to help not only citizens and community groups and nonprofits, but also the city, the county, and the state in figuring out what is it that people want, because we want to make sure that the citizen's voice is heard by those in power.
Great idea,
yeah,
because I don't think it was at times.
I don't think so, and often it is not.
Yeah,
right. And so we're talking about doing a whole series of town halls where people can actually speak about what they think should happen, what's important to them, what the issues they're facing are, instead of it coming from the top down. We really want to help people get their voices up to the folks that need to hear them.
Well, and people who know something about fire that I have heard speak and seen write,
mm-hmm,
they realize that this is something that will happen again,
right,
that it's periodic.
Right.
And that maybe because of changes in the weather, it's going to happen more often.
Right. And, you know, that's important. We've been covering extreme weather issues, you know, on our North Bay Bountiful series for a couple of years now. And one of the things that all the scientists say, and the educators, the academics, and even some in government, not all, is that extreme weather, you know, is one of the biggest threats, you know, to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this constant flood and drought cycle, you know, is something we need to be taking seriously and we need to be addressing.
Well, I was very surprised being in the path of that fire out in Larkfield.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised to see the 1964.
Right.
The footprint of that fire and the footprint of this fire were virtually identical.
Right. And you can't help but ask yourself, did we learn anything between those two,
exactly,
those two moments?
So when should people listen?
Well, I
besides
tell you what, yeah.
Always.
So always, yeah, 24/7. On the radio, North Bay Report has been doing just an amazing job. I mean, just in the past month, we've talked about price gouging, fire relief funds. We've talked to government officials, state level, national level, about what we need to do. And that's every single weekday. And then on TV, we're doing a series of specials to continue to focus on these important issues.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in,
even though
it wasn't a very long trip.
It wasn't a very long trip,
right.
And I would just remind people that they could find all of these resources at krcb.org/fires.
Great. Thank you, Darren.
Thanks.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.